ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददति स्वापदन्तिकम् वन्देहं श्रीगुरुन् श्रीयुतपदकमलम् श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजतं सागनरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सवदूतं हरिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगनललित श्रीविशकान्वितंश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपीसा गोपिका कान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते तप्त कञ्चन गौरङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनीश्वरी वृषभानुसुत देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय वञ्चकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासुन्दर्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदधार श्रीवसादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ग्रन्थर श्रीमद्भागवतम् की जय रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम् कैंटो 5 Chapter 5, Lord Rishabhdev's Teachings, Text number 31 and 32. what translation? Atisu Kumara, Atisu Kumara, very delicate. Kara, hands. Charana, feet. Urastala, chest. Vipula, long. Bahu, arms. Amsa, shoulders. Gala, neck. Vadana, face. Adi, and so on. Avayava, limbs. Vinyasa, properly situated. Prakriti, by nature. Sundara, lovely. Swabhava, nature. Hasa, with smiling. Sumukha, his beautiful mouth. Nava, nalina. Dalayamana, appearing like the petals of a new lotus flower. Sisira, taking away all miseries. Tara, the irises. Aruna, reddish. Ayata, spread wide. Nayana, with eyes. Ruchira, lovely. sadrisa search subaga beauty kapola forehead karana ears kanta neck nasa his nose biguda smita by deep smiling badana by his face maha ursabena appearing like a festival pura vanitanam of women within household life manasi in the heart kusuma sarasanam cupid upadadhana awakening parak all around abalamba mana spread kutila coily jatila matted kapisa brown kesa of hair buribara possessing a great abundance abaduta neglected malina dirty nijasaririna by his body graha grihita haunted by ghosts eva as if adrishyata he appeared translation and purport by his divine grace Celesti Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki Lord Rishabhdev's hands feet and chest were very long his shoulders face and limbs were all very delicate and symmetrically proportioned his mouth was beautifully decorated with his natural smile and he appeared all the more lovely with his reddish eyes spread wide like the petals of a newly grown lotus flower covered with dew in the early morning the irises of his eyes were so pleasing that they removed all the troubles of everyone who saw him his forehead ears neck nose and all his other features were very beautiful his gentle smile always made his face beautiful so much so that he even attracted the hearts of married women it was as though they had been pierced by the arrows of Cupid about his head was an abundance of coily matted brown hair his hair was disheveled because his body was dirty and not taken care of he appeared as if he were haunted by a ghost purport although Lord Rishabhdev's body was very much neglected his transcendental features were so attractive that even married women were attracted to him his beauty and dirtiness combined to make his beautiful body appear as though it were haunted by a ghost the purport is short so we treat 32 also text 32 when Lord Rishabhdev saw that the general populace was very antagonistic to his execution of mystic yoga
He accepted the behavior of a python in order to counteract their opposition. Thus, he stayed in one place and lay down. While lying down, he ate and drank, and he passed stool and urine and rolled in it. Indeed, he smeared his whole body with his own stool and urine, so that opposing element might not come and disturb him. Purport. According to one's destiny, one enjoys allotted happiness and distress, even though one keeps himself in one place. This is the injunction of the Sahastras. When one is spiritually situated, he may stay in one place, and all his necessities will be supplied by the arrangement of the Supreme Controller. Unless one is a preacher, there is no need to travel all over the world. A person can stay in one place and execute devotional service suitably according to time and circumstance. When Rishabhdev saw that he was simply being disturbed by traveling throughout the world, he decided to lie down in one place like a python. Thus he ate, drank, and he passed stool and urine and smeared his body with them so that people would not disturb him. Hare Krishna. His Holiness Bhanu Maharaj said the other day that although Lord Rishabhdev is an incarnation of Godhead, he didn't behave like other incarnations of God. Other incarnations, they perform some superhuman activities that everyone could understand. This is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Lord Rishabhdev did not behave like that. He did something different. Here he has disguised himself. Although he has ruled the kingdom for many years, and many people saw him as a liberal king, exemplary king, who has the interests of the citizen in his mind. He ruled everyone affectionately, and it was so easy that it's approachable by everyone. Now, with his intimate relation with all his subjects, being disguised, they couldn't recognize him. The same people whom he maintained, treated with affection, and guided properly, and properly treated in the ultimate goal of life, Krishna consciousness. Now, in moving among the same people, and he's not recognized by them. People are insulting him. They consider him like one who is haunted by ghosts. And because of so much disturbances, now he has decided to stop traveling. And Sir Prabhupada said in the purport that one should not travel whimsically. A devotee should not be floating from one temple to another temple, from this place to that place, without purpose. That is not the life of a devotee. In fact, those who are floating devotees, are not wonderful devotees, because they are not going to do something wonderful for themselves or for others. It means that they are restless, and they have no purpose, they have no focus. So once you know whimsically travel, we should travel according to duty, which is given by the authorities. That is bona fide traveling. If you require, even a sannyasi, if you require sitting in one place and preach, wants to do that. It's not that a sannyasi is whimsically travel because it's a sannyasi. It's a jump from here to another place. We should travel with purpose. In the first canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 5, now the Muni was traveling after he got initiated into bhakti. And in one of the purpose, the prophet said, even a sannyasi should not travel whimsically. You sit in one place and preach Krishna consciousness if that is required. So Lord Sahadev, seeing there is a need for him not to travel, because people were misunderstanding him and not recognizing his exalted position, he's sitting in one place. And very significant point Prabhupada said here, when one is spiritually situated, what does that mean? An advanced devotee, a pure devotee, an advanced devotee who is self-realized, does not need to struggle for his maintenance. Krishna would maintain him or her. Everything in it comes automatically, naturally, without struggle. Why? Because he is 100% dependent on Krishna. What will Krishna maintain those who do not depend on him, when we already have shelter somewhere? For those who have no shelter anywhere but Krishna, Krishna maintains them even without their heart level. They don't need to level. They are maintained by Krishna. Highly advanced devotees who are spiritually situated, the advanced level, he does not care for his maintenance. Automatically, Krishna takes charge of such devotees who are 100% dependent on him. But the issue at hand is that Lord Sahadev is not being organized and is being mistreated. This is the natural way. This is the natural way for pure devotees. Pure devotees are almost always, all the time, severely criticized, blasphemed, and ridiculed. They are generally misunderstood. Pure devotees are generally misunderstood by common people. Ordinary people cannot understand pure devotees. And they come here, disguised, and move among us. Common people will never understand them. They will criticize them severely. So Bhaktivinoda Thakura was a Paramahamsa in a household ashram, but who recognized him to be such a wonderful devotee? He moves among people, working in family life. Such an exalted devotee. Common people did not recognize him. They don't know him. Vamsita Babaji Maharaj, who can associate with him? Who? Very difficult to recognize the pure devotees. What is the difficulty? Because we are also not a pure devotee. Those who are devotees, those devotees will understand who is a devotee. A devotee will know who is a devotee. A non-devotee will never understand who is a devotee. Not possible. So we have the disguise and it's not recognized. It's natural. That many people did not recognize him. And they are insulting him, spitting on him, consider him like one who is haunted by ghosts. He was ruling them a short time before. Was a king. That's the nature of pure devotees, that they are not properly treated. They are misunderstood by a less intelligent class of men, of people. Gadadhara Pandit. So Mukunda told him, let us go and see a pure devotee, a Paramahamsa, pure devotee. So, that is wonderful, let us go. So they go to the house of the Mahabhagwa, the pure devotee. But what did he see? He saw a sense gratifier sitting on a golden throne with golden helmet on his head, chewing betel nut, and he being fined from all directions, a golden pot for his spitting. Another Pandit thought, I was told that we were going to see a pure devotee. What I'm seeing, is it activity of a pure devotee? This is a sense gratifier. Why have I been brought here? I want to have association with Paramahamsa, not sense gratifiers. He misunderstood. Seeing his mind, reading his mind, Mukunda, a devotee by nature, they are always interested in helping others. That is a devotee. They are not selfish. Devotees are selfless. They always have the interest of others in their mind. And seeing Garuda Pandit in this situation, he desired, let me help my devotee. And he recited a verse. Who is there more of a father, more of a lover, more than a friend, more than anything else, than this boy who delivered Putana, the sister of Bakasura, who has come with a deadly poison to kill him, yet he gave liberation to such a wicked demoness. Immediately, a so-called saint gratifier fell off from the throne. And he exhibited all these wonderful qualities of a pure devotee that has all the sattvic bhava present in his body. He manifested all of them. Gadadhara Pandit, he came to his senses. Oh, I've made a mistake. I misunderstood the pure devotee. I took him to be ordinary person. I blasphemed him in my mind. Yes. This is the nature of a conditioned soul. We never understand reality. What eye do we have to see a pure devotee? A pure devotee should not be seen with eyes. We would go to a pure devotee with the ears, not with the eyes. Don't go to a devotee with eyes. We are not the seer, we are the seen. So Srila Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada said, let us put ourselves in such a way that Krishna, the seer, will see us the seen. Otherwise, he will make mistakes. Misunderstanding pure devotees to be ordinary people. We will be selecting whom we should offer obeisances to and whom we should not offer obeisances to. Neophyte devotees. And you are chanting Hare Krishna. To chant Hare Krishna, we think devotionalism is such an easy, simple thing. It is not so simple like you think. If you think devotionalism is so simple, so cheap, you are in the wrong place. You're in the wrong place. This devotionalism is meant for serious devotees. In the first canto of Bhagavatam, it is mentioned Lord Krishna came to redeem those who are the mode of goodness. Yes. We have to elevate our consciousness by the practice of Krishna consciousness. Don't take devotional service as a cheap process, as something whimsical. Just chant whimsical Hare Krishna mantra, which is just alphabet. We are not chanting the name, we are chanting the alphabet, and at the end of my life, I'm going back to Godhead. It is not like that. You must chant the name to go back to the hell. What is the quality of our japa we are chanting to just go back to Godhead? What is the quality?
Where do we understand to be devotional service? Do we understand what is devotional service? Krishna consciousness. What do you understand? What is our understanding about Krishna consciousness, devotional service? Service to Lord Krishna. And the pure devotees who are teaching of the present. What do we understand about pure devotees? Moving among us, disguised. And we don't recognize them. Instead, we are mistreating them. Disobeying. It's happening here. Long time back. This is happening long time back. Not this time. So what about this time that we are more degraded? It means we must be more careful. If this could happen to people who are highly elevated than us, what about us? So we should be more careful in our dealing with each other. We should be careful. Another point is, so I have met a grievous offense. I never knew he's a devotee. I saw him externally. I saw him with my eyes. I didn't see him through my ears. But now, with the help of Mukunda, I can understand that I have truly come to see a Mahabhagavat. Now, how can I rectify? How can I atone for this my offense? See, when the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I have committed an offense. And I have decided to rectify this offense by accepting him as my special master. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, immediately do it. Go now immediately and take initiation. Accept the initiation immediately from him. And be disciplined. It's a process. So though Lord Sahadev, he didn't behave like other incarnations of Krishna. He gave a powerful teaching, gave us a wonderful philosophy, an eternal immortal nectar. He gave the philosophy which is practical that he gave to the whole world. His teachings, pure, transcendental and supreme, that whoever follows him sincerely will attain pure love of Godhead. That he did. Apart from teaching us so many lessons here. There are so many lessons here. Seeing that people were misunderstanding him, disrespecting and criticizing him, Lord Sahadev did not become angry with them. Instead, he took compassion upon them by stopping his traveling to minimize the offenses from neophyte devotees. He decided to sit in one place so that neophyte devotees would be saved from offenses to him. He did against his own interest, just for the purpose of helping others. He had decided to stop his traveling, not minimizing his determination. He did not stop his determination in Krishna consciousness. He simply devised a way how to do it. This intelligence. This intelligence. He didn't become very angry. He did not stop his practice. He devised a means how to continue, but at the same time minimize offenses of others. Like he taught here. And then he gave a powerful teaching. Nayam deho deha bajam jiriloke kastan kartan arhata vribujam je tapo devyam butarka jena satyam sudhe jasma brahma sukam tu anantam. Brahma sukam.
Brahmasokyam comes after what? Huh? Brahmasokyam, he put it at the end. In the beginning, yes, there is Tapo Divyam before Brahmasokyam. Huh? Is that what we are doing? We are trying to put Tapa behind and go for Brahmasokyam. This is cheating. This is not a teaching of Lord Sahadev. It's not the teachings of pure devotees of Krishna. The teaching is that we must, it started from Nayangadeha, not in this body. He said, this body is disqualified from sense gratification. This body should never be used for sense gratification, because sense gratification is already available for all species of life, not only for human beings. Those who have human body, is available. A human being should do something which is not common for all species of life. What is that? Tapasya. Yes. Why do we say someone is a hero and others are not addressed as hero? Why? Why is it distinguished? Because he does something which is not common for everyone. Not everyone can do that wonderful feast. So he's called a hero because he has control over his senses or her senses by deliberate attempt in discipline. Yes. Tapasya. Tapo divyam. And he Prabhupada gave lecture on this verse, and he said, not like the austerity of Hiranyakasipu just to kill his son because he's a devotee. Austerity which would do a satyade sudhed, who purify the heart from all the contaminations. When the heart is purified from all desire for sense gratification, varieties of sense gratification, according to Bhagavad Gita. Varieties of sense gratification. When the heart is purified from all varieties of sense gratification, then he brought in one will be promoted to Brahmasokyam Anantam. That's a process. So let us start from the beginning. Try to purify the senses. Sense gratification is not for human beings. Not for those who have human body. It's available, it's common for all species of life. So it's not a wonderful thing. It's not wonderful. What is wonderful is that we are rising above all this. It is wonderful in Krishna consciousness. So he gave the teaching. My dear boys, listen to me. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your life listening to the politicians and the scientists. Don't waste our time. Listen to them. The Prabhupada said they are fools and rascals. Why Prabhupada is always attacking them? Oh, they said he's attacking us. Say, why your spiritual master is always attacking us? He's attacking you because he loves you, not because he hates you. A loving father will not allow his children to do something wrong. So Prabhupada is a loving father. He's not interested to see his children misbehaving. So he's chastising to redirect our misdirected intelligence towards our supreme occupation, the supreme destination, which is Krishna consciousness. He's guiding us properly. Fools and rascals. Every time he's talking about politicians, he's talking about scientists, he's talking about impersonalists. That is his goal, his mission. To distinguish reality from illusion. For the welfare of all human beings. So let's take these teachings seriously to the heart. Very sharp word Rusab Dev used. Nunam Paramata Bikarama Jadintaya Pritaya Aprunu Ti Tasad Manajado Admanayan Asan Api Krishada Asad Deha Paramata. Very harsh word. Yes. These are his teachings. struggling for sin gratification is madness. It's madness. Because they did Bujam. Bujam, they gratify their senses perfectly, more than human beings. So our so-called material enjoyment is simply a struggle for existence, nothing more than that. Just a struggle for existence. Therefore, these wonderful devotees, Krishnas, they are giving us the direction, the proper direction. Listen to me. Follow this path of transcendental austerity and purify your existence. Don't follow animals to struggle. Don't struggle and compete with animals. Live a different life as a human being. And at the end of your life, you come back to me. Yes. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Any comment or question?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Thank you very much for the class. Maharaj, as you told, Lord Rishabhdev was very determined in the opposite condition also. So, he was very determined in the reverse condition. So, how can we get the determination in our lives? Can you please explain that?
Lord Rishabhdev was determined and he never gave up, even though there are so many reasons for him to give up. He never gave up. So, how can we develop self-determination to remain strong in our Krishna consciousness? Yes, good question. You are hearing? Are you hearing? Good association. You must have good association. If you associate with a lazy person who is not interested, he's a person who is working after 4 o'clock and he's going to start japa after Magararati. That's the beginning of his japa. That is a lazy devotee. A person who is not completing 6 years and before 7:30 is a lazy devotee. If you associate with such a person, would never have determination. Their determination will be very weak. The postponing Christian consciousness, devotional service is a lifetime process. As you have a long life, I'm just a boy of 20 years. I have a lifetime long to practice Christian consciousness. So, let me take it easy. It's a gradual process. Yeah, it's a gradual process. It is true. Proper use that word many times in Bhagavatam, gradual process, but does it mean laziness? Gradual process does not mean laziness. Good association with people who are determined, like Lord Sabdev and his wonderful followers. Look for such people. People who are interest in Christian consciousness is burning. As you say, with those devotees, your determination will that, as you say, will spark your own determination. Yes, that is one good association. Have determination. Must have good association. Two, you must hear from a pure devotee. Hear constantly from a pure devotee. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Yes. Hear constantly from a pure devotee, eternally. Nityam. So hear. You should not give up hearing. You should hear. And you should have been tired of hearing. What was the realization of messages and Amishara? We are not tired of hearing. Yes, after hearing from Sutta Goswami, they spontaneously express their progress in Krishna consciousness. We are not tired because it is very, very sweet. So we want to continue hearing. Yes, we should not get tired of hearing. We should keep hearing. Right? Number three, we should know the goal of Christian consciousness. If you don't know the goal of Christian consciousness, we would never have strong determination. Everybody knows theoretically the goal of Christian consciousness. I'm not talking of theoretical understanding of the goal of Christian consciousness. That is not my point. we should scientifically and spiritually understand what is the goal of Christian consciousness. Yes, Lord.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Lord Sukhdev taught us Mahat Seva Dwaram Ahur Bhimukta. Then before he told Tapo Dibhyam Putrakayana Sattvam. Then Mahat Seva means what? We are doing devotional service. But then he told Mahat Seva Dwaram Ahur Bhimukta. Mahat Seva means what? We are doing also devotional service. This is also tapasya. Then Mahat Seva means serve to pure devotee or what? I don't understand.
Yes. Mahat Seva Dwaram Ahur Bhimukta is Mahat Seva Dwaram. Gateway for liberation, back to Godhead, Mahat Seva. So the question is, what is Mahat Seva? Mahat means what? Great, pure devotee. A pure devotee, a sadhu. One who has locked up Krishna in his or her heart. Not ordinary person. One whose Krishna, whose heart Krishna has taken residence. That person, service to that person, and what kind of service we're talking about? Sincere service that has no desire. Not a service that I'm expecting some result. That is not Mahat Seva. It is not. It is devotional service in the mode of, Lord Kabir Muni calls it devotional service in the mode of ignorance or passion. Devotional service which we rendered with some result, with some expectation, expecting something, is either in ignorance or in passion. And he calls it separatist. Separatist devotional service is in the moods. Devotional service is not in mood. Devotional service is pure, transcendental. But those who practice devotional service will practice in the moods according to our own moods. So Mahat Seva means a service that has no expectation. Natural. We're not expecting anything. Service that has no condition. I am going to do this service you are giving to me if you make this. Does not exist. That is Mahat Seva. That is sincere service. Yes. Service we are rendering from the heart as an offering. Not that I'm doing it to get a position. Not that I'm getting. Even if you are doing the service expecting, Guru, I'm doing this service, so you send me back home, back to Godhead. It is also contaminated. Yes. It should be without expecting anything in return. Nothing. Prabhupada said here, when one is spiritually situated, Sita Mahaprabhu, he said this in the Sisachaka. The topmost platform. Krishna, if you like, you crush me. Yes. Krishna, if you like, crush me into pieces. That is my business. My business is that I love you in all conditions. I will serve you in all conditions. What Prabhupada said here, when one is spiritually situated, this is what he's talking about. That is devotional service. That is Krishna consciousness in reality. It is pure. That devotional service will send us back home, back to Godhead. Not the mechanical devotional service we are practicing.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
We are wearing saffron. We do deity worship, but we will take salary. I've seen many devotees who are wearing saffron doing deity worship and they are receiving pay. So is that devotional service? when the temple were chanting Hare Krishna, were wearing saffron or whatever, were chanting, do so many services. But the interest is, let me go abroad. I can make money. Is that devotional service to Mahat? It is not. That is our own our own devotional service we are doing, not Mahat Seva. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for a nice lecture.
Thank
I
you.
I have one question.
Yes.
That King Rishabdev, who is the Lord himself, after he getting left from the kingdom and live as a avadhut, there is, I heard that one king also followed him, imitated him, one king, that how he was living like avadhut. After imitating King Rishabdev, the king was died. And also, we heard lectures from Maharaj that while Raghunath Das Goswami was living in Puri, that he was living like anything. He was eating the forbidden food by the cows. The cows that was not eating. That food also Raghunath Das Goswami was eating. So, as a neophyte devotee, how we will follow the great acharyas? If we will imitate, then we will die.
No, that is imitation. We shouldn't do that one. We can imitate that one. If you eat that, you will die. At least, you should take prasada, but not too much. Yes.
Maharaj, I want to know what is the difference between imitate and follow.
Oh, okay. Very good. So, I give you an example. If you perform a drama like Narada Muni, or Krishna, that is imitation. If you are acting drama as Krishna or Narada Muni or Sukadeva or Prabhupada, that is imitation. That is imitation. We are not. But if you are following their teaching, that is following. The instruction which they give to me, chance to see around, keep following the principle, do some service, that is following. If you go and eat a rejected person, which even the cows cannot eat, you go and wash them and eat, and add some salt and eat, you will get disease. That is imitation. But if you chant the holy name like Raghunath Das Goswami, that is following. If we are doing our devotion from the heart, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, don't dress opulently, don't eat nicely like Karmis, don't talk nonsense like Karmis, but in your heart, you should remain in Vrindavan. If you follow that is following. In our heart, we should be in Krishna consciousness, we should be in Vrindavan. But our body should be in Mumbai, serving Sri Radha Rasabi Ras Bihari. That is following. And that will make us perfect. Right? If you go and sit under a tree now, I said eating whatever the leftover is thrown to the garbage, that is imitation. You'll get disease. You won't chant for long. So we shouldn't do that one. At least we can reduce our prasadam, reduce our sleep, and start chanting Hare Krishna before 4 o'clock. Right? And by 7:30 we must have finished 16 rounds. That is following. That is tapasya. And that tapasya will give us perfection. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaura Premanandi. All glorious assembled devotees.